We have taken your faithful following as our example.
我今天和大家分享的题目叫做人人都做开拓者。
Today the theme I share is everyone to be a pioneer.
为什么会有这样一个题目呢？
Why do I want to talk about this?
因为在我看来呢 ，Santa Barbara 教会就是一个开拓者的教会。
Because in my opinion, the church in Santa Barbara is a pioneer church.
你们教会有一个很大的特点，就是你们花费了很多的人力、物力、财力、时间在做学生的工作。但是学生工作的特点是铁打的营盘流水的兵。
So you have your church have been spending a lot of money, human resources on campus ministry, but it is remarkable that this ministry is a fixed barrack with floating soldiers.
所以在人看起来，你们的教会有很多人受洗，很多人又走掉了，所以你们的人数好像很难增加。
So we can see many people are converted at your church and baptized, but very soon they leave the church.
然而，在神的眼睛里面。你们为世界各地输送了很多基督的精兵。
But from the perspective of God, you have sent a lot of good soldiers of Christ to other places.
这些新受洗的弟兄姐妹在归教会的时间也许不长，也许神学的底子还没有打好。
These newly converts, they have not lived a church life for a long time, and they might not have very solid theological foundation.
但是因为你们的榜样，他们有爱心，有信心，有热心。
Taking you guys as an example, they have demonstrated great enthusiasm and faith.
所以他们就处在一个正在开拓自己的前程，同时也走到各处，成为开拓新教会的开拓者。
So, while they're exploring their own future, they're also exploring the future of churches everywhere.
这段经文大家刚才已经读过了，我们就不用再来读了。
We have just read this scripture.
那么我今天会从关系的角度来讲这段经文。
So I'm going to interpret the relationships in these few verses.
我要讨论我们和神的关系，我们教会内部的关系。以及我们教会里面和教会外面的社区群众的关系。
My point will be about our relation to God and the inward relation and outward relationship.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
主耶稣基督，孩子在这里感谢赞美你。
Dear Jesus, we praise you with all our heart.
你自己带领刚才的赞美敬拜。
You just have just led us to worship you.
在这些圣诗里边唱出了我们心里所想的。
We sing what we think in the hymns.
我们要跟随你，无论何时何地。
We will always follow you, whenever and wherever.
我们要在教会里面彼此同心合一。
We will keep in one spirit in our church.
我们也要把从你那里来爱心。向外面的世界展示出来。
We will also demonstrate to the outside world our the love that we receive from you.
巴不得我们今天一起在这里学习你的话语时候，再一次被你的圣灵所建造。
May we all be built by your Holy Spirit when we study your word.
每一个人都成为荣耀主耶稣基督的教会开拓者。
So that everyone will be a church pioneer that glorifies your name.
我们的祷告奉我主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
好，我们先来看第一个部分经文的41-43节。
So let's first look at Act 2, 41-43.
我们重点先来看关于圣灵和圣道。
So first, we will put our emphasis on the Holy Spirit and the Holy Word.
为什么彼得的一段讲话就可以有3000人信主呢？
How did just one single message of Peter convert 3,000 people?
非常重要的是因为彼得讲的是圣道。
It is important to know that This is the word of God.
彼得在这个世上他讲了很多的话，但并不都是圣道。
Peter have said many things during his life, but not every word is the word of God.
即便被记录在圣经里边彼得的话，也不都是圣道。
Even those words that are recorded in the Bible, they're not all holy words.
比如说在马太福音16:22，彼得要拦阻耶稣基督去耶路撒冷上十字架，那话就不是圣道。
For example, in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 16, in verse 22, Peter even tried to persuade Jesus not to go to Jerusalem for the crucifixion.
那么在今天我们学的经文前边的16-36，彼得讲的话是系统的介绍了以色列和神的关系。
So in our scripture reading today, Acts chapter 2, from verse 16 to 36, Peter talks systematically about the relation between the Israel people and God.
那这一段话呢，彼得讲出来，路加把它记录下来，被神使用，成为圣道，成为神的话。
So these words are said by Peter and written by Luke, so thus it becomes the holy word.
所以在第37到第40的经文说，众人听了这话就扎心，就悔改，就奉耶稣基督的名受洗。
So we can see from verse 37 to 40 that people hear these words and they were cut to the hearts and they repent and be baptized.
所以教会如果不讲神的话，教会没有存在的意义，教会也不可能带人信主。
So a church has no meaning, has no point to exist if it doesn't share the holy word and it cannot lead people to repent to God.
第二个，请大家注意在经文里边有添了三千人的这个添了这个动词。
And we can see in verse 41, it says 3,000 were added to their number that day. Pay attention to the verb add.
这是一个被动语态。
This is a verb in passive voice.
换句话讲，这三千人不是他们自己愿意信主，而是圣灵用着圣道感动他们，他们被感动信主。
This means these 3,000 disciples, they do not come to God voluntarily, but rather they were touched by the Holy Spirit. And that is why we can do our work courageously, because we know that the Holy Spirit is working.
下来呢，请大家注意众人这个词。
Then we should look at the word everyone.
This word 的原来的意思是灵魂，每一个灵魂。
Originally, it means every soul.
那么惧怕这个词呢，它的意思也可以翻译成敬畏。
So the word fear can also be translated as awe.
那么在众人和惧怕之间有一个动词，我们没有翻译出来，这个词是发生。
And there's an untranslated verb between these two words, which is to happen.
所以第43节前半句的意思是敬畏发生在每个人的灵魂里。
So the first half of verse 43 can be translated as awe was taking place in everybody's soul.
那么在第43节的后半句说到使徒又行了许多神迹奇事的，行了这个词也是发生这个词。
And also in the second half of the same verse, many wonders and miraculous signs were done by the apostles. The verb done was also the same verb happen.
所以我们可以看出来，三千人受洗是因为圣灵借着圣道感动这些人得救。
So we might say that the 3,000 people were baptized because they were all touched by the Holy Spirit, so that they are saved.
所以彼得只是一个器皿。
So Peter is only an instrument of God.
我们每一个人只是神手里的一个器皿。
So we are all instruments in the hand of God.
因此上我们说，如果各位不读经不祷告，就不要做工。
Which means, if you don't read the scripture and you don't pray, you should not do the holy work.
从另外一个角度来讲，圣经里边提到，耶稣基督其实也不喜欢你光读经光祷告，然后你不做事工。
But from another perspective, Jesus also doesn't like a person that only reads the word and pray, but do nothing to serve others.
读经祷告是我们做工的基础和前提。
Scripture reading and prayer is the foundation of our service.
读经祷告一定要带出来做工。
But it must lead to our service.
意思上，我再次挑战我们每个人，每天要花一点时间去读经，去祷告。
That's why I challenge you all to spend time reading the scripture and praying every day.
如果一个人说我每天都没有五到十分钟去读经祷告，我很怀疑你做工的动机是什么，你为什么要做工。
So if you don't even spend like 5 to 10 minutes to pray and read the scripture every day, I will doubt what is your motivation to serve.
我也很怀疑，如果一个人在主日的早晨，除了主日崇拜以外，他都没有半小时、一小时的时间在教会里边上主日学，我很怀疑他在另下来的一周里边，他还有时间再去学习神的话语。
If one isn't even willing to spend like 1 hour before or after the Sunday service for Sunday school, I would doubt if you will take some time during the week to study the Word of God.
然而，我作为牧师，我也不相信一个人他真的读经祷告以后，他就是不愿意参加教会的各项服事。我不相信有这样的属灵人。
And as a pastor, I don't believe there is such kind of people that only prays and read the scripture, but is not willing at all to serve.
在第41节和43节描述圣灵圣道的大能之间加了一个第42节。
So between verse 41 and 43, which witness the great power of the Holy Word and Holy God, there is verse 42.
这里边他特别强调了说彼此的交接薄饼祈祷。
It records the breaking of bread and prayer and fellowship of the among the disciples.
他的意思是说，当你的里边真的有圣灵、真的有圣道的时候，这些门徒一定会彼此的陪答。
So, if there is truly the Holy Word and Holy Spirit within you, the disciples, they of course they will work together.
我不相信彼得一个人喊说，凡是信主的都下水，三千人哭里咕咚全下去了。
I don't believe Peter just said, anyone who believes in Jesus just jumps into water, then 3,000 people just jump into the water together.
我相信一定是很有秩序的。
I believe there was an order at that time.
那么秩序是谁在做呢？我想不仅仅十二个使徒，至少有超过120个同工。
So who commanded this kind of order? I don't believe it's only Peter or the apostles, and it is estimated that there should be at least 120 co-workers there.
所以教会一定要推动人人侍奉。
So it is essential for the church to promote everyone to serve.
但是人多不当力量大，人多也口舌争论就会增加起来。
But with so many co-workers, it not only strengthens the service, but also debate or disagreement might arise.
我曾经在中国大陆的一个工厂里边去服侍，那个大厨告诉我讲，他最头疼的就是他不论怎么样的努力，这个工厂里头四五千人的吃饭，总是有人说他饭做的不好。
So I used to serve in a factory in China, And the chef in the cafeteria told me that the most difficult thing is to cater to the taste of so many people, because whatever he does, someone will explain that the food is not good.
我相信在我们的教会里面服务的时候，好像你也是再怎么努力，大家一定还会有一些不同的看法，不同的做法。
And I believe that as you serve in the church, whatever you do and however you do, there must be some different opinions or disagreement.
就算我们所有这些观点不是出于老我，不是出于血气，但是它还是会有这么多的不一样。
Even these, this kind of divergence doesn't come out of our old self or out of our flesh. Still, these kind, the difference might still exist.
因为上帝造我们每个人不一样。
Because everyone is a unique creature of God.
当我们每一个人都越来越像基督的时候，并不意味着我们以后做事情都完全一样。
As everyone grows more and more like Christ, we do not necessarily be like one another.
因为耶稣基督他还是要叫我们每一个人把他给的不同的恩赐用在不同的场合做出不同的事情来。
Because Jesus still wanted us to use our different gifts in different occasions for different services.
所以我们在教会里边侍奉时候，我们的彼此交接代表着我们不和别人去做横向的比较。
So, when we serve in the church, this kind of fellowship among disciples means that we do not necessarily have to compare ourselves to others.
我们不能强迫别人在凡事上都和我们一样。
We cannot force others to be on the same page with us.
但是我们要学会放下自己来顺服别人，学习和别人一样。
But what we need to learn is to submit ourselves to others and make ourselves agree with others.
所以这就是以弗所书四章三节说的，用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合二为一的心。
That's why it is said in Ephesians chapter 4:3.Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace.
从解经的角度来讲，我请大家再特别注意一下彼此交接这个词。
From the perspective of hermeneutics, I would call your attention to the word fellowship.
我们可以看见不同的这个中文的翻译版本，关于交接这个词的翻译很不一样。
We can see different choices of words in various Chinese translations about this word.
有的翻译为交接，翻译为团契，翻译为交通，甚至在吕振中版本里边提到了捐款的捐。
So it can be translated as communication, fellowship, and even in one of these versions, it is translated as like contribution.
为什么会这样呢？
So why that?
因为在希腊文原文里边的这个词是个意义非常深刻、非常广泛的词。
In the original scripture in Greek, this word has very wide meanings.
我们可以看到，把这个词如果翻译成英文的话，至少有四个不同的英文词。
So there are at least four.Equivalents in English.
最常被翻译的一个词呢，就是我们所讲的团契这个词。
The most common translation is the word fellowship.
那么这个词呢，除了我们大家讲的这个团契以外，我们可以看到在约翰一书里面，这个词被翻译为相交。
It is not only translated as fellowship in First Peter is also translated as to communicate.
那么在这个词里边讲的是使徒们是与神相交的，使徒也因此与我们每一个人相交。
So in First Peter we can see that we all have a share in Jesus. So every disciple shares something in common.
那么这个词在哥林多前书的一章九节里边被翻译为 一同得份，就是说我们每一个人都与神的儿子耶稣基督在神那里同得份。
So in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 9, it is also translated in Chinese as everyone has a share in Jesus Christ.
在腓立比书二章一节里边，这个词被翻译为交通，说各位我们与圣灵有什么交通。
So in Ephesians, it is translated as communication, asking if we have any communication with the Holy Spirit.
在腓立比书三章一节，这个词翻译一同，说我们与耶稣基督一同受苦。
And also, the same word is translated in Philippians 3:1 as together, that meaning that we suffer together with Jesus.
最有意思的是在腓立比书的一章五节，这一个词被我们翻译成了七个字，同心合一的兴旺。
And in the Chinese translation, this one word is translated to seven characters in Philippians 1:5.
那么这个希腊文的第二个经常翻译的词呢，就是我们所讲的圣餐这个词。
And also the second possible translation is communion.
可见圣餐就是彼此交接。
Which means that communion is a way of fellowship.
这个词呢也被我们翻译成交通和奉献捐献。
So it can be also translated as communication and offering.
可见彼此交接的意思就不仅仅是人和人谈话，也包括了我们在金钱上的互通有无。
So does not only mean that we have conversation or communication, but it also indicates financial exchanges.
可见，当我们在讲到彼此交接的时候，它的基础是圣灵圣道。
And we know that the foundation of this communication is the Holy Spirit and the Holy Word.
因为我们都在圣灵圣道里，所以我们不可能不彼此交接。
Because we are all in the Word and the Spirit of God, so that it is impossible for us not to share this fellowship.
那么我们的彼此交接有什么特点呢？
So what are the characteristics of this kind of fellowship?
这就是教会里边弟兄姐妹之间的关系，同心合一。
So this is the relationship between brothers and sisters in church, which is we are one in spirit.
在这一段经文里面，同心合一有两个突出的特点。
From these few verses, we can see that there are two main features of unity in spirit.
第一个特点就是凡物公用。
First, it means the disciples had everything in common.
同样的讲法也出现在《使徒行传》第四章的32到35节和第五章的3到4节。
The same thing was recorded in Acts 4:32-35 and also Acts 5:3-4.
圣经里边三次讲到凡物公用，说明在初期教会里边这是一个很普遍的现象。
So three times it is mentioned that the disciples had everything in common, so that we can tell this is pretty common in the first generation church.
为什么会这样？这和当时的时代背景有关系。
Well, this is related to the historical context.
举个例子来讲，当时这3000受洗的人里边，很多人并不是住在耶路撒冷的居民。
For example, these 3,000 new converts, many of them, they are not residents in Jerusalem.
他们是从世界各地来的犹太人。
They are Jews coming from all over the world.
那他们来到这里以后，他们在哪吃，在哪住？
So when they come to the city, where do they live and where do they eat?
耶路撒冷的弟兄姐妹要为他们提供吃和住。
So it means that the brothers and sisters in Jerusalem were accommodating these visitors.
那么他们自己的这个钱不够用，流动产不够用，他们就变卖他们的不动产。
So if their movable property is not enough to sustain so many people, they might sell their immovable estate.
不过请放心，这里不是在讲共产主义。
Well, make sure that it is not talking about communism here.
啊，这里不会要求今天的教会大家都像当时一样，把我们所有人自己的房子、家产全部都卖掉，拿到这里来。
The teaching is not that we should sell our houses and belongings to bring it to the church.
但是这里的确提醒我们每一个基督徒要把自己的身体、精力、体力、知识、金钱、名声、地位等等全部交在神的手里。
But it is a very good reminder that we should all offer our body, our energy, our strength, our knowledge, our money, our fame, our social position, everything, we should offer everything in the hand of God.
说到这一点，我就非常感谢Santa Barbara 教会。
Speaking of this, I'm very thankful for the church in Santa Barbara.
你们教会呢，招待、带领、服务很多远道来的学生。
I know that your church has shown great hospitality to the international students that travel far away to here.
而且你们不但服务你们周围的学生，你们影响了我们周围很多其他的教会。
And you not only accommodate the international students, but also your example has influenced the neighboring churches.
比如说我们教会也就效法你们，我们也在过去几年也开始投入很多的力量去做学生的事。
For example, our church has also followed your footsteps to do some campus ministry.
当年在耶路撒冷三千人受洗，那样大型的聚会需要很多人给予时间、力量、金钱的奉献。
And we know that a meeting of 3,000 people in Jerusalem at that time demands great amount of money and also a lot of human resources.
我想去年贵教会带领我们周围教会一起在这里做的青年福音营也需要有很多人做出这样的奉献。
And we know, for example, the evangelical camp, the youth evangelical camp that you organized last fall also demand all these kind of resources.
而且我知道你们很多弟兄姐妹的确做了这样的奉献，神都纪念。
And also, I know that many of the brothers and sisters here did a lot of work or offered money to this retreat, and I'm sure that God will remember.
各位想一想，在座的里边，我们到底有多少人？你们把你们的收入的十分之一拿出来交给神，会导致你们就没有办法活下去。
So think about it. How many of you can barely survive if you give like 1/10 of your incoming?
我们也可以想一想，如果各位每天拿出十个小时，出过吃喝拉撒睡，还有十个小时自由活动时间的时候，你真的每个周拿出十个小时来参与教会的事工，会导致你没有办法工作，没有办法来使你的家正常运行吗？
And how many of you can barely make a living or live your life normally if you spend like 10 hours on ministry? So I believe you can all afford these costs, but it all depends on your willingness.
我听说我们千样教会在将近40年前要买地盖教堂的时候，
I heard that 40 years ago, when the church in Thousand Oaks first began to plan the church,
那个时候大概只有30多家人，没有那么多的钱可以一次把地买到，不够一次把那个大的建筑物建立起来。
So the church had only about 30 families, and so we didn't have enough money to buy the land or build the church.
那么就要到银行去贷款，请问拿什么做抵押？
So we need to lend a loan from the bank, but what should be the mortgage?
那 听说有五个家庭站出来说，我们把我们的家产、房子、汽车、股票、存款全部拿出来作为教会的抵押交给银行。
So five of these families offered their houses, their cars, their stocks, their savings as mortgage.
快四十年过去了，教堂建立起来了，贷款还清了，这五个家庭日子都过得很好，而且神给他们恩上加恩。
So in the past 40 years, the church has been built, the loan was paid off, and all these five families, they live well.
所以我们不用太多担心，我们只要敢于奉献就好。
So we should not worry too much, we should only be willing to offer.
那么基督徒之间同心合一的第二个特点在这段经文里边叫做急人所需。
The unity of the Spirit has a second feature demonstrated in these verses, which is being attentive to others' needs.
凡物公用的目的是为了急人所需。
So to share everything in common actually is to cater to the needs of others.
不过在今天的社会里边，我们遇到的问题是，大家有时候分不清什么是必须，什么是欲望。
But sometimes we cannot. One of the difficulties we have is to differentiate luxury from necessity.
我们有时候会觉得我们自己的需要都没有满足，我们怎么可能去帮助别人？
Sometimes we even think that we don't have enough to satisfy our own needs. So how can we? What do we have to offer to help others?
几年前我到德国去宣教。
So a few years ago, I went on a missionary trip in Germany.
我们到了一个不太大的城市里边。
We stayed in a small city.
那个城市里有一所大学。
There was a university in that city.
有一位大概四十多岁的家庭主妇，她是从中国大陆来的。
So there's housewife in her 40s, which had come from mainland China.
她的丈夫就在这个城里的大学当教授。
So his husband is a professor in this university.
这位姐妹的英文德语没有那么好，所以她就只好在家里做家庭主妇。
So this housewife didn't speak fluent German, so she could only stay at home to be a housemaker.
那么她的家的整个的面积大概不到五十个平方米，或者说不到五百个平方尺。
So her house had no more than 500 square feet.
他听说我们在另外一个城市办布道会，他就说来到我们这里来办布道会。
After he heard that we just had held a revival meeting in a neighboring city, she called us to do the same in her city.
我们就高高兴兴的去了，结果看到有二十多个学生参加那个布道会。
So we were glad to go there, and there were about 20 students there to attend the revival meeting.
那个布道会大概有三个学生决志信主。
So on that day, three students were converted.
不过我要说的是，那个布道会是那个姐妹一个人办的。
But I want to tell you that that revival meeting was organized by that sister alone.
所有的费用所有的食品电脑、音响，所有的事情都从他们家里拿出来。
So all the expenses, including the computer, food, everything was taken out of her house.
所以我想，我们在座的很多人，大概我们的条件和她差不多，或者比她更富裕一点。
So I believe most of you live about the same kind of life, or even better life than this sister.
关键是我们能不能看到别人的需要。
But the key is that for you to see the needs of others.
她看到这个城市的学生需要福音。
Well, she could clearly see that the students in that city, they need the gospel.
所以她不能坐在那里等。
So she could not sit there and wait.
所以她说，你们来，我来办布道会。
So she called us to do the revival meeting there, and she did the logistic work.
因此我鼓励贵教会的弟兄姐妹们开放自己的家来做福音的施工。
So I encourage every one of you in this church to open up your house for the sake of gospel.
请大家注意，我们刚才念的经文里边，他们不但在圣殿里，而且在家里。
And we should notice that in the verse, in the Bible verse that we have just read, they not only do the fellowship in the temple, in the temple court, but also in their own households.
在家里这个词，它准确的翻译其实是逐家逐户，挨家挨户。
So in that verse, they not only broke bread in their homes, it can be translated that they do it from home to home, from door to door.
意思是当时的信徒每个人都把他们自己的家打开。
Which means every one of the disciples at that time, they open up their house.
我们知道今天的很多人大概叫他第一次要来教会很难，请他去家里比较容易。
And we know that for many seekers, it is hard for them, it is hard for you to invite them to the church, but it might be easy for them to come to your house.
如果各位把你们的家庭打开，把你们的公寓开放，我相信贵教会一定会有更多的团契，更多的小组出来，这叫开拓的事工。
And if you open up your house for these seekers, I believe more seekers will come to this church, we will have more fellowship. This is called the pioneering service.
好，既然我们讲到了要把我们自己向对外开放，我们就要讲到第三个关系，教会里边的弟兄姐妹与周围没有信主的人的关系。
And thirdly, we will talk about the outward relation of us with people outside the church.
我们如果注意第42节和46、47节，我们注意到这里边两次提到了天天，然后两次提到了恒心恒切。
So if we look at verse 42 and 46 and 37, the word every day was mentioned twice, and twice it was mentioned the word continued.
那么这两个词都不仅仅用在基督徒内部，这两个词用在基督徒与非基督徒的交往中间。
And we can see that these two words are actually used to describe the relationship between not only among Christians, but between Christians and non-believers.
如果有人说我和神的关系很好，我和教会的弟兄姐妹关系也很好，但是我就是不喜欢和那些不信主的人来往。
If someone said that I have a good relationship with God and with the church, but I just don't want to talk to the people outside the church.
我就告诉你，耶稣不喜欢你。
I just simply tell you, Jesus don't like you this way.
因为这样的人就是当时的法利赛人。
Because you're exactly like the Pharisees at that time.
耶稣基督为了打破这样的情况，才道成肉身，进入到有罪的人里面。
And that is why Jesus became the Word became the flesh. That's why Jesus came to this world, came into this world, just to make a breakthrough.
所以道成肉身就是天天在这些人中间，就是持久的在这些人中间。
So incarnation means to be with these people every day.
不可能是今天来了，明天又回天上去了。
It's not like a one-day vacation on earth.
那么在这里边提到啊，这些当时初期的基督徒，他们蒙外边这些没有信主的人的喜爱。
We see that these Christians gain the favor of the people.
那我们翻译成喜爱这个词啊，它的原来的意思，如果翻译成英文的话呢，是恩典。是感恩，是因为我们在神的恩典里面来帮助了他们，他们感谢我们。
The word favor actually can also be translated as grace or thanks, because other people are thankful to us because we help them.
所以他的意思不是我们简单的说啊，人家很爱我们，不是这么简单。
It doesn't really mean that we are popular among these people.
基督徒当然不能赞同非基督徒他们一些违背圣经的有罪的那种言行。
And we Christians do not necessarily endorse every kind of behavior of the non-believers which are not biblical and are sinful.
我们不爱罪，但是我们像耶稣一样爱有罪的人。
We do not love sins, but we do love sinners.
耶稣基督既然白白地把他的恩典给了我们，我们当然要把恩典白白地再转给那些还没有信主的人。
Since Jesus has imparted his grace for free to us, of course we should share this kind of grace for free with others.
这不但是一个天天要做的事情，是一个长久要做的事情。
So this is not only a daily exercise, it should be a permanent activity.
我们不能说有一个人到教会来已经吃饭吃了三年还没有信，所以以后我们就再不理他了。
We should not get mad at a person if he comes to eat at our church for 3 years and hasn't been converted yet.
因为我们前面讲到，一个人信主是圣灵圣道的工作，我们只是器皿。
Because as we have talked about it before, that conversion is actually the work of the Holy Spirit through the Holy Word, so that we are only instruments in the hand of God. So we should not judge the non-believers.
So, 严格的来讲，我不太喜欢用"不信主"这个词儿，我喜欢讲说还没有信主的人。
I don't prefer to call these people non-believers, but rather to call them not believers yet. Because God can change a person at any instant. And it is only our responsibility to witness the love of Jesus and share the powerful gospel.
要恒久的天天的来见证耶稣的爱，传讲叫人悔改的福音，是一件非常困难的事情。
Well, it is not easy to witness God's love and share the word of God.
因为我们都是人，我们不是神。
Because we are all human beings, not God.
我们的体力、时间、精力、金钱都是有限。
And we have limited strength, limited energy, time and money.
那怎么办呢？
So what should we do?
在第46到第40节的经文里面提醒我们，第一要祷告。
So verse 46 and 37 remind us to pray first.
而且这个祷告不是只说上帝啊，你给我什么，你给我什么，你给我什么，不是这样子。
So this prayer is just not to ask for all kinds of things from God.
这里的祷告是说赞美神。
So the prayer in the first place is praise.
祷告中间我们当然可以向神求，祷告中间我们当然要认罪悔改，但是祷告中间最重要的是感谢赞美神。
And of course, we have repentance and supplication in our prayers, but the most important thing is to praise and worship God.
圣经里头有一个很有意思的词组，叫做存着欢喜诚实的心用饭。
In the scripture, we can see the phrase that these people they ate together with glad and sincere hearts.
那么有人把它翻译成欢喜是一个品格，诚实是一个品格。
Someone might understand.Might have the understanding, might hold the understanding that to be glad is a quality, and to be sincere is another.
但是另外一种翻译说，欢喜是别人可以看见的外在表现，诚实是里面内心的体验。
And someone might interpret that to be glad is the outward expression, and to be sincere is the inner quality.
但是我看这二者其实。也不必这样分。
But I don't see a necessity. I don't see necessary to distinguish glad from sincere.
这两件事情其实是 同一个品格的表现。
For me, they are actually one quality.
当我们老老实实的承认，今天我们所做的一切都是神给的时候，我们就没有任何想来吹嘘自己、夸耀自己的这样的一个特点。
So if you sincerely admit that everything you have is given by God, there's nothing that you can boast about.
连吃饭这样的一个小的事情都是神给的恩典。
Even the food is the grace given by God.
你可以吃饭，这是神的恩典。
You can have food. This is the grace of God.
你吃饭不需要考虑能不能吃饱，不需要考虑要不要减肥，那是很大的恩典。
If you can eat without worrying about sufficiency or you worry about your weight, that is a great grace.
我刚刚在来的路上听到收音机里边讲说，俄国有一架飞机刚刚失事，有所有飞机上的70多个人全部遇难。
So on my way here, I just heard it from the radio that there was this Russian plane that had crashed down, and 70 people on the plane all died.
那我们要祷告神来安慰这些死难的人的他们的亲朋好友。
So we should all pray that God might comfort the family of these 70 people.
但是我想这些人他们一定没有想到，他们上过飞机以后他们再也没有机会吃饭了。
And these, it must have not occurred to these 70 people that they might have not one more meal on this earth.
所以吃饭这件事情我们需要欢喜诚实。
So we need to eat together with glad and sincere hearts.
这些都是神给我们的恩典。
These are all graces given by God.
所以我们有时候对这个世界上我们有太多的抱怨。
Sometimes we have too many complaints for this world.
如果你觉得在Santa Barbara的这些饭馆都被你吃遍了，都哎呀，怎么都这样子，没有什么再好吃的东西了。
So you have dined in every restaurant in Santa Barbara and nothing can satisfy you.
我不相信你的生活是喜乐的。
I don't think you live a joyful life.
我也不相信你会投入很多力量去做那些有需要的人、不认识的人的事工。你会关心他们，你会帮助他们。我觉得大概比较困难。
And I don't think you can, sincerely, offer what you have to help the unknown people.
只有当你有了一个欢喜诚实的心，在神的面前知道一切都是他给的时候，你就在做任何事情，你不会和周围的人比。
If you truly have a glad and sincere heart, and whatever you do, you should not compare yourself to others.
你不管别人干多干少。
Whatever, it doesn't matter how much other people do.
你也不会觉得自己很辛苦。
You will not feel that you're especially tired.
你自己实实在在的充满了喜乐。
Because you're truly filled with joy.
我的师母还在世的时候，那个时候只要在迁巷，他听说来了新的中国人，他一定会请到我们家来吃饭。
So when my wife was still alive, whenever she heard that there are new students coming to Thousand Oaks, surely she would invite these students to our house to dine with us.
所以当他去世了以后，很多人来悼念他，来对我讲说，他曾经做过很多很多很多的事情。
So after she passed away, many people came to me telling me that my wife had done a lot of great things.
但是我相信我的妻子她根本都把这些全部都忘掉。
But I am sure that my wife didn't keep these kind of things in mind.
因为我知道曾经有很多人在祷告会上来对她讲的就是说，我第一次怎么怎么，我第一次怎么怎么都是你帮助。她说，有这事吗？
Because many people come to our prayer meeting telling her that, how you helped me when the first time I came here, the first time I did this and that, but she simply could not recall.
她对自己的一切都很满意，她只看见别人有很多需要帮助的东西。
So she was glad with everything she had, and the only thing she could see is the needs of others.
好在我们今天这个讲到要结束的时候。
So, at the conclusion of our sermon today,
我来介绍另外一个以服侍留学生为主的教会。
So, let me introduce to you another church that is that has a great motivation for campus ministry.
在刚刚过的这个周一，我去参加国际关怀协会所举办的关怀祈祷团契。
So in the past Monday, I have just attended the International Association of Caring and Prayer.
有一位来自俄国圣彼得堡的赵保罗牧师来介绍他们的教会的事工。
So there's this pastor, Paul Chow, coming from Saint Petersburg from Russia.
他说自从俄罗斯啊。这个离开了共产主义，国家开放以来，有许多韩国的宣教士就离开韩国，大量的进入到俄国。
Pastor Zhao shared that after Russia had abandoned communism and opened up the country, many missionaries from South Korea left their home to do missionary work in Russia.
他们也在圣彼得堡。建立了很多教会，向所有的人，包括中国人传福音。
And they have planted many churches in St. Petersburg to share the gospel to the local and also the Chinese people.
1994年4月24号，华人的大使命中心短宣队到了圣彼得堡。
So on April the 24th, 1994, there's this missionary group arriving at St. Petersburg.
那里的韩国教会说，我们支持你们来建立一个华人教会。
And the Korean church there supported the Chinese people to plant a Chinese church there.
所以圣彼得堡华人教会就建立起来了。
So this was how the Chinese church in St. Petersburg was planted.
这是俄罗斯的第三间华人教会。
And that was the third Chinese Christian church in Russia.
后来赵保罗牧师呢就从美国作为宣教士被差派到那里。
At that time, Pastor Chow was commissioned to stay there permanently from the United States to Russia.
他说他和那个教会里边的同工们，道成肉身，进入每一个学生的宿舍，每一个学生的公寓。
So, Pastor Chow told that he and his coworkers. Follow the example of incarnation. They became the flesh to live with those students.
虽然他们的工作很辛苦，而且学生也同样是三五年就换一批，三五年就换一批。
It is very hard work, and we know that every 3 to 5 years, these students graduate and go to other places.
但是他们知道那个是主的需要，也是那些学生的需要。
But they understand that. God need them to do this, and those students also need them.
他说现在他们教会大概有200位会众。
So nowadays their congregation has about 200 people.
他们会众的平均年龄25岁。
The average age is 25.
我想我们教会大概平均55岁吧，65岁。
So the average age of our church is about 55.
他说他们大概不到200个会众里边，他们有50位铁杆的同工。
So among these 200, this congregation of 200 people, there are about 50 core co-workers.
一开会有50多人全到。
So there are always like 50 co-workers at one meeting.
当然，都是学生和 young professor.
So most of them are students or young professors.
他说他们统计了一下，在过去十年里边，从他们圣彼得堡回到中国的几百个海归里面。
And they have calculated that in the past 10 years, hundreds of students went back to China from St. Petersburg.
他说单单觉知信主的回去以后，全部都流失掉了。
So those who were converted are all lost.
但是觉知以后也受洗的人，大概流失掉了三分之二。
And about two-thirds of the baptized were lost.
但是经过一两年门徒训练的人，85%都 成为中国教会里面的新的同工和门徒。
But about 85% of those who had gone through discipleship, they became the a great power in the current Chinese churches.
所以我听着赵保罗牧师的报告，我就想到贵教会。
So when I was listening to Pastor Zhao, I was thinking of your church.
所以我想你们教会的事工非常非常非常重要。
So I think it is very important for you to do the campus ministry.
即便你们的教会人数还只有这么多。
Even if your congregation doesn't grow.
但是你们的辛劳绝不会枉然。
But none of your work is in vain.
那是因为你们帮助而完成了学业。特别是也归主的这些学生们会纪念你们一辈子。
I believe that the students who study here and graduate from here with your help, especially those who were converted here, will always remember you.
他们的家长会感谢你们一辈子。
Their parents will always be thankful to you.
他们未来所服务的公司或者机构，他们会从你们的奉献中间得到很多的好处。
And the companies or organizations that they work for in the future will greatly benefit from your work.
他们将来进入的教会会效法你们，也做这样的事工。
And their future churches will follow your example and do the same work.
更重要的是，神会在今生和永恒中间奖赏你们，因为你们所做的事情荣耀了神，造就了人。
And more importantly,God will reward you greatly in this life and in eternity because what you have done have glorified God and also have built on these people.
谢谢各位。
Thank you very much.
谢谢翻译。
You're welcome.
感谢王牧师的信息，让我们一起来唱回应诗歌《从心合一》。
Thank you, Pastor Wang's message. Let's sing together unity as a response.
神就开始动工在我们当中，神的意念高过我们的意念，他的道路远超过我们的，同心合一，同心合一。当我们放下自己心意，为大使命献上自己，同心合一，同心合一。让我们先修身活合一，不分彼此，同心向前行。让我们先修身活合一，不分彼此，同心向前行。
让我们一起起立唱三一颂。
Shall we all stand and sing doxology?
From the waffles is full. Praise and love me, the Majuan. 天使天君赞美主名，赞美圣父圣子圣灵。
愿我主耶稣基督的恩惠、
天父上帝的慈爱，圣灵保惠师的光照、引领、鼓舞，与三德巴巴教会的众圣徒同在，使这个教会成为地上的灯台，使这里的每一位圣徒成为教会的开拓者，让我们欢欢喜喜在基督里的侍奉，直到我们在耶稣基督台前领奖的那一天。阿们，
阿们。
今天早上非常感谢主带领王牧师。